Well, I was saying with Coach how far we've come in a year. Where last year at this time, you're battling for that position, middle linebacker. Now you're a Pro Bowler anchoring that defense. I mean, can you believe the progression you've made in this 1 year with the Seahawks?
Well, they're pleased with it. I know I still got a lot of work to go, but nothing's set in stone. This is, you know, everybody's still battling for their spots, and that's the whole reason I have camp. So we're having fun out there, me, Nico, Corn, the rest of the backers, but it's open competition all the way around.
But just in your second year, do you see yourself as one of the leaders of that defense, being a guy that had the season you had last year?
I'd like to. I'd like to be considered as one, but we got 11, 11 leaders out there. You know, you can never have enough. So we're all leading, taking after each other and, leading by example. So it's fun out there. We're coming together and having fun.
How much do you look forward to putting the pads on this afternoon?
Yeah,
you're going through so many mini camps now.
We're putting the pads on this afternoon?
I thought that's what
they were. I think it's tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we woke up. We were supposed to put them on today, so we're excited. Everybody's excited the first day of pads.
Right.
And they tell us we're going to shell, so a little faster tempo practice. So, hopefully, then you can slow it down and get into hitting.
Was the shell the reward for yesterday?
I don't know. What did we do yesterday? we were thankful for it. This is a long camp, two practices a day, and you got say goodbye as much as you can, but that's how people earn jobs. So we're looking forward to putting the pads on and having fun.
Coach talked yesterday about keeping the hitting a little bit more minimalized this summer, not going as hard. How do you guys respond to that?
It's up to him. We just, go out and play. But I think, staying healthy is a big thing for us. And this ground, this is a tough turf. People had problems with, in the past with their feet and knees. So I'm all for it.
Well, for that linebacker core, I mean, Leroy Hill, the way he grew up last year as well, Julian Peterson, you see it as just an amazingly athletic linebacking group that can do so many things with this defense?
Yeah, absolutely. Those two are, very versatile. They got a number of things they do well, whether in coverage or getting pressure on the quarterback. I'm just kind of there to, help out any way I can and support on the run. It is probably what I think I do best, and then secondly, maybe help out in the pass. So we're all trying to pick from each other's game and see where we can improve.
We saw you do a lot of things last year, whether it was on a blitz or sometimes deep in coverage or just doing what linebackers usually do. Does your role change at all because of so many things that Julian can do? Do you think?
Possibly. Because he's going to be in a three-point stance on some third down. So he can be all over the place. In his past, he's played safety too. So there's really no limit to what he can do. And we're gonna utilize that.
What does he bring to the young group from kind of a veteran vocal leader point of view?
Oh, that leadership. The savvy of being out there and knowing the game in and out and helping us out. On reads or hand technique. He's really good at getting off of blocks and slipping them. But he doesn't allow blockers to get into his chest. So that's something I'm looking forward to taking from this camp.
What do you guys have to do? You surprised everybody by leading the league in sacks last year. What's the next step to get into that, that elusive top 10 as a defensive team, you think?
Just put it all together. You can't just be good in a couple of categories. John Marshall, Ray Rhodes, the defensive staff, they set the bar high. And we improved a lot last year, but not nearly enough. We still, we got a number one offense, and we got to compliment them as best we can. We're trying to be a defense to be reckoned with and just step our game up.
Lofa, aside from being a rookie last year and going into your first camp, what's the biggest difference between what you're doing now going to this one and then what you wanted to accomplish going into the first camp?
Well, according to Bryce Fisher, I'm still a rookie for three more games. he let me know that. But I think there's a number of areas that, I'd like to improve. Myself, as a defense, we excelled against the run. I think we were, in the top five for that and red zone. But teams seem to be getting just, unnecessary yardage, explosive plays on us. So we cut that down and we could be in the top 10 defense, maybe in the top five. So we're looking forward to that as a team. And then myself, maybe hoping I get a couple more blitzes called.
What does Julian do to keep you
mentioned that he keeps guys off blockers off his chest. How have you figured out yet?
Hey, you got to reach. This guy'd be like 7 feet. Well, you know, 7 feet. You got some arms on. So, but he's quick, and you know, he's been around the game. You know, I think this is his seventh year coming up, and you know, he knows how they're going to attack him, and that's really something that you know, Coach Zed Rollins has us, me and Leroy, preparing for. He's got us, you know, looking at tape of, you know, how they attack us, you know, whether it be divisional opponents or non-conference, and you can see there's certain ways, whether they were trying to, you know, slow us down by taking our legs or you know, trying to get the body on us, so just trying to get in the way. So hopefully, you know, with the preparation, you know, that he puts forth for us, you know, we'll succeed this year.
Yeah, and a lot of Julius stuff is just instinctive.
Yeah, he's he's one of those players you just cut loose and let go. He's not Leroy. It's not to say they don't think, you know, out there. It's just but they just, you know, a lot of their they can make up for a lot any mistake with their natural given talent, you know. So I try to stay ahead of the game so I don't try to rely on
the fit with Coach Marshall making the defensive calls. Do you think that only gets better as he gets to know your guys' personnel? I mean, as the year got went on last year and into this season, the fit with him making the calls?
Absolutely. You know, this is, you know, very much Ray Rose and John Marshall, they're the same, you know, they got the same style as far as calling. You know, they're the same, you know, defensive style. And just when he gets to know, like you said, our personnel, how we attack, you know, things, you see Leroy's just got a, you know, some people just got a knack for getting to the quarterback. Leroy played in, I think it was 10 games or started 9 and he had 7.5 sacks. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Just send him. So, I just, you know, I like to sit back, you know, when they have pressure, you know, I just look forward to, you know, picking off routes. So that's something I excel in, and, you know, hopefully I can do more.
Having just had your rookie camp, is there any first impression things you might talk to Kelly about when he finally gets here about
being
today?
Did he sign yet? When was he signed?
Yeah. He agreed.
Did he agree?
Yeah.
What's the difference between agreeing and signing? Same thing?
You
agree,
you're
right. Yeah, you gave a verbal commitment?
He's here.
Oh, okay. Advice to him? I mean, he looked pretty sharp in the first half. And I mean, you know, he hasn't missed too much. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. He has a phenomenal talent, unbelievable speed. And, you know, they say those guys from the U, they can play. So, you know, we're looking forward to see it.
Hey, was there any, you know, eyebrows raised, you guys didn't join the fold with the rest of you guys or any of that?
No, not at all. That's the business aspect of this this game. And
all right.
So, Westfield. that's the business aspect of it. You know, we have no qualms with that. Just, you know, he's got to get, you know, what he's worth. And so I'm happy for him. Happy he's in camp. And just look forward to seeing him play.
You think that's going to be an intense battle with Kelly Herndon, though, and Kelly Jennings? I mean, the rookie trying to hold off the veteran?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Kelly Herndon, you know, he's a veteran. He's got every trick in the book. He knows it all. And he's familiar with the defense, too, most importantly. And, you know, it doesn't hurt him that he's an unbelievable player. So it's going to be exciting, you know. But like I said, everyone, you know, no one's set. You know, anybody can be displaced, you know, if you're not on your job, so.
Well, for the winds of cool weather, would you guys prefer this for training camp? It's like a November at Quest feel, or would you like it?
Oh, yeah, no, we got lucky. You know, and for the past 2 days, we had it nice, so, you know, I don't want to jinx us, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Wait for it to put the pads on when it gets hot.
Yeah, that's when the heat's going to come out.
Anything else?
Thanks, Buffalo.
Thanks.